Trying to do the right thing can have consequences, getting arrested among them, but we still must try to do the right thing, and luckily we have New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen to help. Hello, Randy.
Hi, Brian. I've never felt more like a jailhouse ethicist.
Our letter today comes from Roger, who asked that we not use his real name. He writes, I learned last summer that my brother decided to purchase a phony PhD from a diploma mill. I'm a retired professor with a legitimate PhD and 23 years of university teaching. So when my brother told me what he was doing, I immediately suspected he was dealing with a diploma mill, and it didn't take much investigation to confirm this. Roger goes on to say, I spent the next several weeks explaining to him what a diploma mill is and why such degrees are worthless. At one point in our discussions, he clearly understood that using a phony PhD was fraudulent, but managed to rationalize it as legitimate based on his life experience. Roger writes, My brother has been teaching business courses at a community college, where, to my knowledge, he has claimed only his earned BA as his credentials. But apparently he's now used his phony PhD to obtain a teaching post at a major metropolitan university beginning this fall. Having spent my entire adult life as an academic, I feel a powerful loyalty and duty to blow the whistle on my brother. Because academics are trusting souls, my brother's phony degree may go undetected. The only way they're likely to find out is if I tell them. But if I expose my brother, that will surely end his teaching career, which he dearly loves, and it will almost certainly permanently end our relationship. Randy, perhaps we should explain first that a diploma mill is a fraudulent provider of academic degrees for a price, not at all a university. This is a really tough dilemma. What do you think Roger should do?
Well, clearly what the brother is doing is wrong, and his rationalization is wildly feeble. I mean, based on my life experience, I'm qualified to be Miss America, but I don't wear the tiara, you know, except around the house. I believe it is the university's obligation to check resumes, and if there's a falsehood on a resume, to take appropriate action. But I don't believe it's Roger's obligation to do so. There's a duty to report wrongdoing when you can prevent imminent serious harm to particular people. And by that standard, David Kaczynski, for example, was quite right and quite heroic, in my view, to report his brother Ted as the Unabomber. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Roger is in such a position. First, there's not serious imminent harm here. It will soon become apparent if his brother is an inept teacher. I think this would be a much tougher case were Roger the department chair, then he would have to fire his brother, which would, you know, make for some very testy family Thanksgivings. Or even were he a member of the department, he might have to come forward. Different positions entail different and sometimes conflicting obligations, as he noted, and he has obligations to his family, to the university, and to his profession. But I see no conflict here and believe he need not come forward and report his brother.
Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility, though, of harm, not physical certainly, but to the students? Are they being well served by this fraudulent PhD?
I'm not proposing that we all go out and get fake PhDs or that universities allow them. The discussion is, whose obligation is it to police that? And I believe it is not Rogers, it is the universities. If his brother is an incompetent teacher, he's not a chemistry teacher, I hope, where there could be actual dangers of explosions. Assuming he's teaching something that uses fewer volatile chemicals, I think there's any revelations of his limitations as a teacher will appear gradually, and there will be many opportunities to weed him out.
We have Roger on the phone now, and you heard that advice. Tell us, what did you think of Randy's advice?
Well, I think it was quite reasonable, and it is compatible with what I've provisionally done, which is to do nothing and consequently try to preserve my relationship with my brother. I guess the area in which I have some lingering questions comes from the fact that I see the problem of degree fraud as not being so much an institutional problem, but as a problem for the entire academic community as a whole.
So is the teaching position your brother taking actually requiring a PhD? Is it possible that his actions maybe aren't as fraudulent as you think?
It is possible that there is no fraud involved here, but generally speaking, teaching positions at major universities require a PhD or they won't even look at your application.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, is there anything keeping him from getting a legitimate PhD?
Nothing except time and expense. Mm-hmm. He's an older individual, and he feels that he does not have the time available to him to pursue a legitimate PhD. He is very much able to go through the rigors of a real earned PhD if he so chose. But he's taking the easy path here, and it seems to suit his purpose.
Well, good luck with this, Roger. Thanks for agreeing to talk with us about it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your comments, and I will certainly consider them very carefully.
If you'd like to share an ethical problem, write to us here at watc@npr.org. Be sure to put the word ethics in the subject line, and please include a phone number where we can reach you. We'll pass your questions on to Professor Randy Cohen, who got his doctorate in ethics from the School of Hard Knocks.
You know, and they keep hitting me up for contributions every year.
Randy, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Brian. Thanks very much.